And here we are, DS106 Radio. I am sort of a host. I'm Alan Levine, Cogdog, with
another sort of host, Christina Hendricks.
And Sandy Brown Jensen from Eugene, Oregon.
Excellent. How is Eugene on this fine evening?
It was about 72 degrees. It's about 68 right now. It's the glorious autumn season here in Eugene.
Yeah. What kind of colors do you guys see there?
Bright red, bright orange, delirious colors, all reflected in fantastic bodies of water.
Wow.
You know that.
Yeah, you're so poetic. I just like to hear it described.
It's the end of the Oregon Trail. They came here for a reason.
Yeah. Why did they go back?
They called it Eden, and it was.
Why'd they go back?
Well, some of them did.
Yeah, some of them did.
But my family's been here five generations, so we came and stayed.
Seriously?
Seriously.
What year does that go back to?
Oh, gosh. 1890s, I guess.
Wow.
Wow.
So I guess it's working out.
I know it seems old, but, you know, to the native population, it's not that old.
Yeah. You guys are newcomers.
That's right.
So what can you say about your radio show group?
Besides the fact it was a very interesting group. We started out with Forsyth Levine. That's you.
Yeah.
And somebody called Philippe, who I believe was from Germany, not sure.
Yeah.
Haifa Moujaf, who is from Tunisia, and me. And Forsyth dropped, Levine dropped, Philippe went MIA. That left Haifa and me. So I rounded up a colleague of mine, Karen Levine, you know, hogtied her to a microphone. And no, I'm just kidding. She had a great time. So it ended up being the three women. I had originally posted this idea of the dusky path of a dream. I'm very interested in dreams, and I just threw it down to see if anybody would pick it up. And both of these women had very interesting takes on the topic. It was very hard to communicate with Tunisia because there was a big holiday, sacred, you know, a celebration. So she was offline for a long time and came back online. But when you hear Haifa, you will so love her voice. She has a perfect voice for the topic. She has one of these really low, charming voices that goes like this, you know. And you'll go to sleep right away, except it is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
No, really lovely. She recorded on Vocaroo, and I picked up the MP3s from there. The first round was terrible, so I sent them back, and she redid them. They're much cleaner now. And then I rounded up Karen, who lives in Brownsville, which is an hour or so north of here. And I brought her into our audio lab at Lang Community College and interviewed her because it seemed to be the most efficient approach using Audacity. We emailed all that stuff to me, and I put it in GarageBand. And, you know, I was so impressed by all this really anal, you know, editing everybody was doing. All I had time to do was, like, stitch it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how to clean it up and all that stuff. I just didn't have time to do all that. So I, you know, I cobbled it together.
I certainly
understand that you do not have time to do stuff.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know.
Well, what am I going to say? I'm the guy who dropped out of your group.
Yeah, you're slack. Slacking around the countryside, meeting exotic people in exotic landscapes. Yeah, flying here, flying there. No, that wasn't a problem, Alan. We are certainly fairly busy.
It's okay. So
it's no big deal. We had a good time. It's just all part of, as you know, being graceful and pulling the threads together to see what you end up with.
That's right. And that's part of the routine here is, like, you know, you do what you can to bring it together, and some things are going to happen and some things aren't, and some are going to surprise you.
That's right. And I don't know how we came up with, and we had a theme, but all three pieces are very different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nobody could see the Google Doc or something. I don't know. But, you know, Haifa just said, oh, I'm going to talk about dreams in my culture. And she delivered this really, you'll see a very charming few minutes on dreams in Tunisian culture. Quite interesting. Karen believes that people that her life is the dream of God, and I was very startled to hear that. I've known her for quite a few years, and I was like, you believe that? That's amazing. So I had a good interview with her, and then I needed to add something, and I'm a writer, and I had a short story that came out of a dream, a very, very vivid dream when I was a child, a science fiction story. And I said, well, I'm just going to record this sucker and make it my piece of our three-way conversation here. So it's very different what the other people did, but
I think that's great. We love to hear different things.
I said you're driving across Wyoming tonight, you know, under the big moon and has lots of time on their hands, maybe a good one to listen to. I'm expecting people to drift off when they get to my story.
Anyway. Now. We will be here. We're going to listen to it, and then we're going to come back and talk to you. So when I start playing, I'm probably going to mute your mics so you guys can listen, and you'll hear everything through the Skype, as the Scott Lowe says.
Okay, so just leave the Skype on.
Yeah, leave the Skype on, and I'm going to start playing it, like, right now.